prisoner's chain. The bleeding stripes on our side. Let's pray that God and in the pain be guided to
your name this morning, because you are the life, the truth, and the way. We have come this morning because you have given us life. You have come this morning because you have granted us your mercy to be in good health, O Lord. As your people, we are standing to this morning ready to spread, to pour our hearts before you, in a word of worship, in a time of consecration, O Heavenly Father. Let us now shut ourselves up with you and forget everything that bothers us in our life, O Lord, because you don't want us to be split, to have a split mind, O Lord, between our own things and you. You want fully consecration from your children, O Lord. Let us forget about ourselves, because you are a caring God. Anything that sits on our heart as a need, as a request, before even we express it, you know it, O Lord. And our worries won't change anything to it. But as your children, we are coming to drop them at your feet, believing, O Lord, that you have a solution. Bless us, O Heavenly Father. Bless this Sunday as we commit this time into your hands, O Lord. Be with us, be in our midst. Lead us, O Lord. Give us a good time of fellowship. Let our souls be satisfied by your presence, O Lord. Bless our brethren, we are still on the way. Keep and protect them. Grant them traveling mercies, O Lord. There's a traffic disruption in the town, but provide for alternative routes to them, O Lord. Protect us, be with us. Bless our pastor, bless the saints that travel to Hungary. Grant them a good and refreshing time, O Lord, and let them have a life-changing experience. Bless us as we commit this time into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles in Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I read, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." We are going to read 3rd Epistle of John, verse 3. There's only one chapter, verse 3. No, verse 2, sorry. 3rd John, verse 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." You may be seated. God bless you. So we are going to talk for our Sunday school lesson today. A very little topic. Maybe, hopefully, the Lord will help us to understand something there and may help someone. We just want to talk about renewing our strength. Amen. I think all of us here at some stage in life, we feel that we are worn out and we need to renew our strength. It's a daily something that we're going through. And naturally, the way God made us, He made us to be in a constant renewal mode. That's how life is made. It's a constant renewal. Because if you don't renew constantly your strength, you are running into a disaster. Amen. I don't want to focus more today on the spiritual side of it. I want to focus on the physical side, because sometimes we believe that we think that we are so spiritual that we look at everything in the its spiritual aspect, and we neglect the physical aspect of our beings. Remember, you are first of all a human being. Amen. We are first of all in a physical body. To take your soul to church today, you needed a physical envelope that could take that soul to come to church. Amen. Amen. So don't neglect the physical envelope in which your soul sits. Because if the body is not healthy, it will affect even the soul, the state of your soul. As John says to the saints here, that "I want you to prosper physically in your body as does your soul." So never neglect your physical aspect of yourself. But as believers, many times we think we are so spiritual that we neglect our body. Amen. In every aspect of it, we neglect our body. You say, God doesn't look at the body, and this body won't inherit the kingdom, and I can treat it as I want. But God wants you, because you are you know, a threefold being. You are body, spirit, and soul. And your body is as important to you as your soul is. Amen. So don't neglect it. But many times as believers, we don't really look on that aspect. Even as ministers, you'll see a minister who will really, really work his body hard to the beyond its limits, and it starts now affecting even the ministry. Amen. It starts even affecting even his family life. You'll see a minister who is so fully consecrated and fasting and that he doesn't even have the strength to look after his own family anymore. But the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And the renewal of your strength is not only going to pray, reading the Bible, and meditating upon the word, but it's also about the physical aspects of you. Because if you are not strong physically, you can't even serve the Lord properly. Amen. So, why does God want us to renew our strength? Because the way God created us, we have he gives us just enough resources, enough energy to carry on for one day. We live from day to day. And God has made, you know, renewal mechanism in our lives. So that from day to day, you can be strong to afford the day in your body and, of course, your soul and your spirit that lives in that body will benefit from the body being healthy. Amen. Amen. So that's why God provided for some mechanism that will help your body to renew itself. Because the more any effort you spend in your life, you are burning your cells. Amen. Amen. You are burning a certain, you are killing a certain amount of cells in your body. And those cells, to keep you alive, those cells need to be renewed every day. That's why we eat. Amen. That's why we eat. So you can't say, I'm too spiritual that I don't want to eat because what matters is the soul. My brother, we're going to bury you. Amen. And when you get there, they ask you, how did you get here? They say, I didn't want to eat. They say, you are an idiot. In heaven, they will tell you that. Why? Because God made a provision for you to renew your strength every day by eating. Because, just living burns, consume the amount of energy that you have in your body, and that energy needs to be renewed. That's why you have to eat. That's why you have to drink. That's why you have also to sleep. That's one other aspect that we neglect. You know, it may seem like a just simple topic, but many believers, because of the neglect you have on the physical aspect of yourself, it leads even into you not performing well spiritually. Amen. You're not performing well spiritually because John says it here, your soul, your body need to be as healthy as your soul. They need to be a balance. If you don't keep that balance, my brother, it will affect you in some way and you won't be able even to fulfill your spiritual calling. Amen. So that's why let's pay very good attention to these things. Don't neglect your spiritual life. We are so, sometimes we get so entangled in daily business that you neglect your body and it starts affecting your health and it becomes a topic for prayer for the church. While if you could have looked better at your body, at your well-being, we would spend those resources for praying for the people who are in Iran and persecuted by the communist regime here and there. Because just you didn't do what God recommend you to do, to renew your physical strength. Many of us neglect to sleep. Amen.
Yes,
many of us here neglect your sleep time. Especially with the social media era. Amen. Parents, let's watch on our children. Some, they don't perform well in school because they don't sleep. Amen. And, you know, sometimes we think sleep is just sleep and I can get away in life even if I don't sleep. Good. No. You don't know the benefits of sleep in your body, man. We don't catch it until it is too late. Because sleep has a repairing power in our lives. Amen. Sometimes you may feel, you know, when you go to bed, you have headaches. You just go and sleep. You woke up the next morning, no headaches. What happened? Did you take any medicine? No, but the sleep has the ability to repair your body. Sleep has the ability to rebuild the cells. Because those cells that were, you know, tired and dead and they were not enough anymore to fight those headaches, when you go to sleep, there's a renewal. It comes up and you wake up stronger. Why? Because there's a power of renewal in the sleep. Amen. Listen what science says about sleep. Sometimes we don't realize it. Sleep offers benefits for both physical and mental health, including improving concentration, memory and mood, strengthening the immune system. Do you get that? Your immune system. If you don't sleep properly, your immune system will be weak. And you are prone to catching some diseases that only with a good sleep regime you could avoid. Amen.
Amen.
Strengthening your immune system and lowering the risk of chronic illness like, listen, heart disease and diabetes. Amen. We have so many, you know, years past, when we were growing up, we knew that diabetes was inherited diseases. Someone in your family had to have diabetes for you to catch it. But now diabetes is everywhere. Even if you don't have history of diabetes in your family, people are catching diabetes. Why? These are the things. These are the reasons. People don't sleep anymore. Especially with the non-stop information. The flow of information we have at the tips, of our fingers. People don't take the time to have that quality time sleep.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember some time ago, my son Olivier was having sleep issues when he was just around 9, 10. We took him to a certain clinic. They wanted to check. That's how I studied what sleep is. There's a science around sleep, you know. Yes, there's a full science around sleep. There's levels of dimensions in sleep. So if you don't hit that level of deep sleep, you don't get all these benefits. In your everyday sleep, you need to find a time where the body enters that realm, where it is at complete rest, where it gets to the point where even your brain is completely immersed in the sleep. That's when the renewal happens. But many times, just imagine when you have some problem troubling you. You see, even the quality of your sleep is not the same. You are sleeping as if you are not sleeping. You just feel as if you are just, you have a time of shallow sleeping. You are in between, away, and you are tired all the time. Yeah. Why? Because the body doesn't tap into that realm where the sleep can help you rebuild your body. Yeah. Amen. And you know, people that don't sleep, sometimes even the look of their face, you'll see they've got old. They are aging. I'm telling you. Back home, we used to have night prayers, and the people that go to that do all night. Look at them in the morning; they look older. Honestly, and if you do 2-3 days, you'll see your eyelids here. They look like an old person. You'll be looking like this. You can't keep them, open. You need to do some additional effort. Why? Because you didn't understand the power of renewing your strength. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And God has provided some mechanism in you, some warning signs in your body that will tell you it is time now to renew your strength. And many times we ignore those warnings. Many times we ignore them and we run into trouble. I'm telling you, don't neglect this topic, my brother. Today, I'm not spiritual. Today, I'm physical. Amen. Today, let's look at ourselves as a physical beings and let's work on that realm. Many of us here, let me say it, don't exercise. Thank you, Brother Nat, because he pushes us already in the men's group. Brothers, don't neglect it. Many of us here, we are so lazy in our cars. Going to Tesco 500 meters down. Isn't it, Jesse? Not this Jesse, that one. She's a good driver now. Sometimes she overtakes me on the motorway. I say, bye-bye, Jesse. It's okay. You don't break the speed limit anyway. Don't condemn you. I drive slow on the motorway. That's why you always try to overtake me. So we need to pay really, really attention to these things, my brother, my sister, because if we don't, there will come a time where your body will just drop. Amen. Your body will give up. Yeah. And the time it gives up, it becomes something that starts affecting your spiritual life. Sorry. Amen. Even serving the Lord. My fellow ministers, brothers, you need to understand that when it is time to rest your body, rest your body. Amen. Rest your body. The prophet went to a time of, physical breakdown, even mental breakdown, because you don't read the warnings that your body gives you. Your body gives you, the same way we use our phones, there's a time where it's rich. Even our phones, we take a better care of our phones than of our own bodies. Wherever you go, the first thing we do, where is the socket? Amen. You just want to make sure that there's a socket somewhere. And you make sure you take your charger with you. Why? Because it needs a renewal. And when it's reached to a lower limit, it starts giving you signals. Amen. It starts giving you warning. I need a renewal. I need a renewal. And if you ignore those warnings, at some stages, some functionalities start to shut down. Isn't it? Even in your car, when the fuel level reaches a certain level, it starts giving you warning. And some good cars will tell you have only 100 kilometers to drive. And it's your responsibility to know now, within this 100 kilometer range, do I have a powerhouse? Amen. If there's no powerhouse, you are running into trouble. Because if you ignore it, at some stage it will break down. And before the breakdown happens, there's going to be a drop, a gradual drop of some functionalities in the car. You know, you're trying to use the horn, it doesn't work. Sometimes even the brakes start, giving back, giving up. Why? Because you didn't know it is time for you to renew the strength. It works with your body, my brother. It works with our body, my sister. You know, some people, they think they are so spiritual that when they see you doing gym, they say, oh, that brother is no. They say, that brother want to do taekwondo to beat people or what? It's not bad, brothers. It's very, very important that you, because there's a renewal power in those every small things you do. Your eating habit. Yes. Amen. Yes. Especially at a certain age. Mm-hmm. Not everything is spiritual. Mm. Not everything is a demon. Mm. No, it's not a demon. It's your habit. Yes. You can come here, Brother And will pray for you every Sunday. But if you go there and eat junk, next Sunday you'll come, they'll pray for you again. And the more they pray, the more they pray, the worse it becomes. You know why? Because you have faith that since they prayed for me, I'm getting well, so I'm going to eat again. You just need to pay attention to these things. Amen. Our body is a very good asset God gave us. My brother, just, have issues with your health for one day. That's when you realize how sometimes you take it for granted. No, good health is not something you take for granted. Good health is a blessing. Amen. Amen. And you need to do your best to keep your good health. That's why the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Amen. How do you renew your strength? By good keeping a good, hygiene. By keeping a good diet. By keeping a good sleep regime. By keeping a good, physical exercise regime. And all these things will make, because the body of Christ needs you. And the body of Christ doesn't need you as a sick person. You won't be, helpful, efficient in the body while you are sick. So try to do your best, my brother, my sister, to keep that good regime. Amen. Amen. That will keep you useful to the church. Young people, just be mindful. I always tell my children, these things you have all the time there, 24/7, sleeping, waking up. Sometimes, oh my goodness, I'm in my room. The boy is in their room. They have those things, but I can hear the music. Can you just imagine how much big amount of decibels you are putting in your ears? Yeah. Amen. And those drums, they have a certain capacity. They have a certain limit they can support. My brother, you are seeing it as a joke, but when you reach in your 50s, you then realize that the things I did in my 20s, they are catching up with me now. Amen. You need to use these things moderately. It's not bad to put them, but just be moderate in the way you use them. 24/7, sometimes they call you. You are looking at them. I don't want to call Olivia. It's not you. I'm not accusing you. Sorry. But you call the boy or the girl, looking at them, they don't listen. They are plunged there. Boom, 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 boom. My brother, let me tell you, these things are very, very important for you to remember. They contribute to your well-being. They'll contribute to your spiritual, you know, progress as well. So you just really need to understand, to know how much limits, how much discipline I need to apply to myself. Because at some stage, life is a matter of discipline. No one is there to watch you. No one there is there to control you, to monitor you. But it's just a matter of yourself knowing what the consequences can be. Because when you reach a point of breakdown, you're going to bear the consequences. But not only you, sometimes it will affect other people. You know, as a parent, it will affect your family. As a minister, it will affect the church. As a child, it will affect your parents. So just be, you know, careful of the implications of the actions you are doing. Amen. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a nurse. I know the professionals in those areas can tell it better than I do. But just understand that these things, the Bible, when it opened that gap to tell you that your body and your soul work together. They need to be a balance in the way you operate them. If one is not well, the other one will be affected. So be careful. About the benefits of sleep, it says again, sleep is essential to brain functions, allowing it to process information. That's why sometimes when someone doesn't have a good sleep, you get a report from school that the child is not doing well. They are not performing. They ask you one question here, they answer a question related to Manchester United. While they are talking about physics and rocket science, you know. Why? Because the brain can't process information properly. It clears toxins. Just a good sleep. Amen. It will clear your toxins and form new memories. While also supporting physical functions like tissue repair and muscle growth. Yes. Amen. Tissue repair and muscle is not only food, sleep. Amen. Good sleep quality. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, we are going to close there. Just learn to discipline yourself. There must be a time when, if you don't want to shut it down, put it on sleep mode. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Do something. Put it on airplane mode or something. Have a good sleep. Watch on your children. Amen. Parents, watch on your children. I'm guilty of that myself. You know, sometimes you are too busy. Sometimes you are so pulled here and there that you forget that it's your responsibility. Because if you don't do something today, down the line, it will catch up with them. They may have, you know, vision issues. Good sleep repair even your eyes. Yeah. A good sleep will repair your vision, will repair the look of your skin, all these things. But we don't let our children sleep. They are busy chatting all night, all day, and it will affect them. Amen. Amen. Let's read that verse to close off. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us this time of meditation upon your word, O Lord. Sometimes it may be things that doesn't have so much importance in our salvation. Sometimes we consider them as secondary things. But when we see the implication of how that can impact our souls, our spiritual life, our spiritual connection with you, we realize that it is a responsibility that you have placed on us to watch on our bodies, to watch on our spiritual well, our physical well-being, so that we can have a good spiritual experience. Bless now your people, O Lord. Bless them for paying attention to the counseling coming from you. Bless them for not looking at the human that was talking this counsel of God, but for seeing you behind the flesh and taking these things into consideration. We command them into your hand. Take now control of the entire service. Bless us, O Lord. Come and fellowship with us in our singing. Come and fellowship with us in our offerings, tithes, and the special items, O Lord. Bless the song leader as he lead the songs. Give him inspiration so that your people will be raptured in another dimension where we can meet and fellowship with you. Bless the musicians, O Lord. Give them good inspiration so that they can play melodies that will bring us into heavenly places, O Lord. We commit now the rest of the service. Bless your servant. We'll stand here for the main service to preach to us, O Lord. Grant him the inspiration he needs. Put him out of the way, O Lord, and let your spirit speak to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.